Hi, this is Eileen Grimes of the Jupiter Rising Show, and this Saturday, March 7th, Doug and I are excited to be welcoming back one of our favorite astrologers, Ms. Jackie Slevin, to the show. We're going to talk about all the current events of the day and the accompanying astrology, and we're going to have a great time doing it. So don't forget, the Jupiter Rising Show starts this Saturday at 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on KKNW Alternative Talk 1150.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Hi, this is Marilyn Milano. If you love animals, then please check out my new show, Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays from 9 to 9:30 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. I'll be talking with rescue groups, animal advocates, and other organizations that help animals, sharing their stories and giving our listeners some tangible ways in which they can help make a difference. That's Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. Raising awareness, touching hearts, and saving animals' lives.
When the red, red robin comes bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to, well, the last half hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're normally here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website, bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Give us a like while you're there. Appreciate that. Check out all the great videos and photos and animal stories I post all the time. And there's the Ananda video I put up of the new chant. In case, you know, you're feeling nervous or worried or scared about the whole coronavirus thing, don't do that. You just attract yourself what you fear. So stay in your faith. Get on there and do the chant and the affirmation, and that will help you stay focused in the positive. All righty. So, gosh, we are almost done with this month's edition of Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And, of course, we know we have somebody, another angel around here helping all those homeless folks and their animals. And that, of course, would be Laura Cook, the founder and chief cook and bottle washer at Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. Good morning, Laura. Welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha.
And how are you doing?
Hanging in there.
Yeah. All this rainy weather, and then it gets cold, and Boy, that's just got to be a real trial, getting supplies out to all these homeless folks. How's it going?
Well, we're lucky the last few days, you know, have been pretty nice. So, but, you know, when it rains, it makes it just so miserable.
Oh, yeah. I'm wondering, I know that there are a lot of specific locations, you know, where kind of homeless groups and around. Are there areas that are being flooded out with all this rain and stuff?
We have had, yes.
That's got to be kind of a disaster.
Yes, definitely. It's more challenging.
And for anybody, let's start with the basics. For anybody who doesn't know, give us the lowdown on Seattle Dogs Homeless Program and what it is that you guys do.
So we do street outreach, meaning we go out onto the streets and we deliver pet food and supplies. And then we also do vet care. We do boarding for people that want to go to drug treatment. They end up in the hospital or going to school or work. And then we do rescue for dogs that need to be surrendered.
Yeah, it's a really fabulous program because, you know, I hadn't really thought about it. But, you know, an animal friend can be, a homeless person's lifeline. And then if something happens or if they want to seek help and need some job training or they've got to go into rehab or something, a lot of people would not do that because they can't take their animal with them. But you've hooked up with a wonderful boarding facility in the Edmonds area that will board the animals while they're getting the help that they need. And that just is a wonderful program. And, of course, you know, Greenwood Animal Hospital helps out with the veterinary care. And that's a great way, by the way, to donate and help Laura and her work with the homeless animals out there is to donate to the homeless Seattle Dogs homeless fund at Greenwood Animal Hospital.
Yeah.
Which be real helpful. And then, of course, you don't just supply food, but you're doing, you know, food, canned food, dry food, but then all kinds of other supplies like leashes and collars and supplies and sometimes supplies even for the human animals out there that are homeless, you know, tents and that sort of thing, right? And so I would imagine that you need a constant supply of donations in order to be able to keep that up, do you not?
Right.
So what's the best way for people to donate either money or supplies to Seattle Dogs?
Well, they can call our vet or they can go in person, and that is Greenwood Animal Hospital.
Right.
And their phone number is 206-528-3838.
Mm-hmm. And that's Greenwood Animal Hospital.
Right.
Okay.
Or they can go to paypal.me/Seattle Dog.
Oh, that's a great way to just donate money. So
right.
paypal.me/Seattle Dogs.
Yes.
And what about if they've got supplies and stuff?
On our Facebook page, we do have our Amazon wish list.
Mm-hmm.
And they go to...
And in your Seattle Dogs on Facebook, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, they can... if they just type in Seattle Dogs homeless program will pop up.
Okay.
So our wish list is on there. Or they can email us and let us know, and we can go out and you know, meet them or have them meet us at our storage facility. And
That sounds good. So what's the email address to contact you?
It's seattledogs@hotmail.com.
That's pretty simple. seattledogs@hotmail.com.
Right.
All right. That's great. You know, I was thinking about you this week, Laura, and I what I was wondering about. So I think you. Now, we know from your history that At one point, you and your family were homeless. So you have actually lived this homeless life and know what it's all about. But you were able to elevate your family out of that situation. But rather than just moving on, you're paying it backwards and forwards and all over the place by actually now helping, the homeless community and all of the animals that they care for. But you've been doing it. How many years have you been doing this, Laura?
Well, almost 7 years.
Well, 7 years. So that's a long time. And what I was wondering about, I know that you travel around, the greater Seattle area, and you go to regular places and stops, with supplies and so forth. Do you end up, building a relationship with any of the homeless people?
Yes.
Tell me a little, and I would imagine that you do have enough personal contact with them that you do start building relationships.
Right, and we do have people that they go out of their way to help us out, even though they're living out there still. And so that's really just a blessing to be able to have that relationship and people able to help us. And then we have...
Well, what do you mean that they help you too? What kind of... How would they help you?
Well, we can actually even drop off supplies, and they'll, go to other areas right around them and help us out.
Help distribute them.
Yeah, so it's been really great. And then we have some people like Amanda that had been homeless, and we had helped her out for quite a long time, well, over a year and a half. Mm-hmm. And she got housed, and now she goes out and represents us at different places.
Wow.
Yeah, so right now, we have Aldred States, which is a store at Aldwood Mall, is helping to raise some money for us. And
wonderful.
So she's even gone out there to tell people about our program, and so it's pretty cool.
Well, that's great, because I would imagine that if you get to know some of the homeless people, I would imagine you get kind of attached to them and that you end up really caring about them.
Right.
Now,
right.
I was thinking, if you got really attached to someone, and what if you come back the next week or whatever and they're like gone? I mean,
that does happen.
So, I mean, talk to me about that. How do you deal with that?
Well, it's hard because a lot of people don't have, cell phones, mm-hmm. or if they have it, they don't have access, to recharging them. And so mainly when they do the sweep throughout the city and people get, they have to pack up their stuff and go, sometimes it does take a little while for us to find them again. And so I do get a little sad or discouraged, thinking about, of course, the animals that we've grown so attached to, but there are people attached to those animals. And so, I wonder, are they okay? Have they taken care of themselves? Is the animal all right? So it can be challenging sometimes. And there are people that we help and we never see them again. And then there's ones that we see on a weekly basis. So.
Because that's going to be another challenge for you in doing this work is, not only, just the whole work itself in terms of collecting supplies and getting them out there and coordinating all this stuff and doing it on a regular basis. But then if you start getting attached to the animals and the humans, that's got to create a whole nother world of stuff for you to deal with.
Right.
I have such great admiration for you, Laura, and the work that you do. And I just think that's wonderful when you told us a story about Amanda, who was homeless for a long time and got help from you. And now she's gotten housing, but now she's donating back. by helping Seattle dogs.
Yeah.
and doing that. And that's wonderful. Does that happen very often that you find people want to give back once they are getting out of the homeless situation?
Quite often.
Wonderful.
Which is really, it just makes you feel good.
Yeah.
You know, because when people see us, when we pull up, you know, we use our personal car for this. And so when we pull up, you know, people sometimes have a tendency to think that we have, you know, we have money and
mm-hmm.
and that we couldn't possibly understand that it's kind of like a feel-good moment. And it's like, no, honey, we really do understand, you know. And then when we get to talking, they're like, oh, my gosh, you know, I have a dream of doing this. And it's like, well, it can happen, you know. It's like, I had a dream, too, and look at us. So it's pretty cool. And, you know, just being able to lift somebody else up to let them know that there is something different, something better around the corner. It doesn't happen right away, but there is hope. There's always hope that something will change, that it will get better. And it's pretty cool when we go out there.
Yeah, and we can certainly hope and pray that we, you know, as a collective consciousness here, that we get our act together and have a better way of dealing with all of this.
I know.
I think that's happening. Are you seeing any improvements to what's going on at this point?
No.
There's certainly a lot of talk about it and all that sort of thing.
But
you don't, you on the streets, you don't see anything changing yet.
No, I don't.
Now, I'm also wondering, because you see, you know, you're using your own personal car, and that's, of course, one of the things that I'm bound and determined this year to get someone to donate a truck or a van to you guys. That just would make things so much easier. But if you go out in your own little personal car, I'm wondering if you ever feel threatened, you know, when you're out there. And do you always take someone with you, or do you go out by yourself when you're distributing and all of that?
Well, it depends where I'm going and the time of the day.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, I do feel comfortable. You know, I've been around Seattle most of my whole life, so
mm-hmm.
I am comfortable out here. But there are, you know, places that I definitely have to have, you know, people with me, or, you know, I'll send my husband or somebody else up there.
All right, but for the most part, you find the homeless encampments and so forth pretty congenial when you're, you know, there and doing your thing.
Yeah. You know, the biggest thing is people just don't have access, you know, to toilet facilities, washing facilities, you know, clean water, those type of things. So I'm really more worried about, I don't know how to say it, like health issues than I would be about safety issues. But of course, you always have to be aware of your surroundings and what's going on. But
sure. Okay, but it's not a huge concern for you. You're just wise about where you go and who you take with you.
Right.
All right. That sounds good. All right. We are going to take care of advertisers before we run out of time here, and then we will continue chat more with Laura and find out if anything specific on her wish list that she needs right now. And then let's do some bush beating and see if we can't find a van or a truck for them. Anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's ANANDA washington.org.
Movement is life. Bioenergy flowing through a body, moving freely where and when it needs to, is foundational for good health and mobility, just like good nutrition and exercise. Let Nels Rasmussen show you how to keep you and your pet's energy moving freely for a more happy, active life for the both of you. Learn more about his instructional programs at healingministryforanimals.com, healingministryforanimals.com, or call him at 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Urine contamination is a common and stubborn problem. Conventional cleaning methods are not the answer. Anti-Icky Poo works quickly and naturally, and it's my all-time absolute favorite odor neutralizer. This unique bacteria enzyme solution converts the waste directly into carbon dioxide, a safe and odorless gas found in everyday clean air. Ask your vet for Anti-Icky Poo or call 1-800-745-1671. Anti-Icky Poo, it's a serious product with a funny name that really works, especially on cat urine. 1-800-745-1671.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Alternative Talk 1150, local talk for the body, mind, and soul.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just about out of time for this week's edition of Animal World. And we are here every Sunday morning, usually 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. Get online, go to Ananda, A-N-A-D-A, AnandaWa.org, AnandaWa.org, and you can find all the great events and the things we talked about earlier in the show. We heard from Nels Rasmussen and his healingministryforanimals.com, or you can call him for a free phone evaluation at 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668. Check out Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. They are at whispering-dragon.com or Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. And, of course, the best odor neutralizer on the planet, Anti-Icky Poo. And it works better than any of the other odor neutralizers out there, and the best on animal urine, especially cat urine. You can go to marthanorwalk.com, click on the Anti-Icky Poo link on the homepage. That will get you through their website, so you can find it. A lot of vets have it, a lot of pet stores, but trust me, it is the best. And, of course, you do something fabulous for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. I would love to have you join the Animal World family of advertisers and our new advertiser special for as little as $26 a week. You can have an ad on the show, link on the show, interview. How great is that? Well, if you're interested, shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or call me, 360-217-7258. You can do the same, of course, and I was going to remind you one more time, we are looking to add another call screener to the Animal World family, and this is a volunteer position. You don't have to be available every Sunday, but we would love you to contact us and come on in, get trained, and so we have another call screener in the group. So let me know if you might be interested. All righty then. We are going to finish up the show today with Laura Cook. She is the founder and director of Seattle Homeless Dogs Program. Good morning again, Laura.
Good morning, Martha.
I hope you'll enjoy. This is actually sunshine out there a little bit right now. And at least it wasn't the horrible stormy weekend they had predicted. So that's a good thing. And let's see what we can do to help out Laura and her work to keep the homeless animals and humans in good supply. Now, we've talked about that Greenwood Animal Hospital is a great supporter of you, and then they provide veterinary services for these homeless animals. And if you would like to donate, and you can donate directly to the Seattle Dogs Homeless Program fund at Greenwood Animal Hospital. So all you got to do is give them a call. It's 206-528-3838. 206-528-3838. And say you want to, you know, make a donation to the Seattle Dogs Homeless Project. And if you just want to donate money straight to Laura and Seattle Dogs, you can go to paypal.me/Seattle Dogs, paypal.me/Seattle Dogs. And then we'll find out what Seattle Dogs is in need of supply-wise. Go to Facebook and search Seattle Dogs Homeless Program, and it will pop up. And then, Laura, the list, your wish list is on Facebook, correct?
Yes.
So if folks want to, if you can donate any of the stuff that they need, you can always email Laura to make arrangements to drop off supplies and so forth. And that email address is seattledogs@hotmail.com. Well, so, gosh, we're just about out of time for this month. Can't believe it's the first Sunday of March already. But it looks like, you know, spring might be getting closer, Laura. So I'm hoping the weather is going to be nicer for you. And the big push, of course, is we'd love a donated van or truck. I think you'd need a pickup truck with a canopy probably, don't you think?
Yeah.
Or a van. And, of course, they're a 501c3, so it's all deductible. So please beat the bushes out there. Find somebody you know with a used pickup or van, doesn't need it, that's willing to donate it to Seattle Dogs Homeless, would sure appreciate it. So anyway, Laura, got to let you go. Have a good month, and we will talk to you again in April.
All right. Thank you, Martha. Take care.
You're welcome. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. So we are pretty much out of time, and next week it is Best Sunday, Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique and Neuroenergetic Rebalancing. Nels and Linda Rasmussen will be in the house and doing free remote sessions for you and or your animal friends, so plan to call in. And golly, I hope you all enjoy the brighter skies and sunshine as long as it lasts. And take care of your animal friends. And remember, pay attention to the temperature and check your animals for fleas. Mike, thank you very much. And as always, I leave you with, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.